I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on Fallout, Mr. Medman decided to take the initiative of the quests and try to figure out what was wrong with the water. Sadly, there was nothing wrong with the water. And eventually, there was a kerfuffle in the market as well, where two traders tried to basically rip each other off. But nope, we didn't have any of that. But Mad Max decided to get himself arrested in the same times. And now we're in the clinic. We decided to ransack the place and talk to the doctor. And we found out there's a problem with their cold fusion reactor.
Wonderful. What a wonderful recap. Thank you very much. Yes, they are in the clinic, the doctor's office. The doctor has revealed to them that he was able to find out the source of where this memory loss is coming from. He believes, or at least he believes, that it's coming from a signal generated from a device that he found in the cold fusion power generator. He gave all the notes to Cartman they had on it, and Cartman has been looking over those notes as they were talking to the doctor. The doctor is breaking down and sobbing and doesn't seem to remember much of what he's been saying to them. So, Cartman, looking at the notes, you have a look at them, and what you're getting from the notes is that accessing the device without destroying the generator won't be possible. The only hope to stop the effects is to shut down the generator, but since the generator is the only source of power capable of managing the town power supply, creating sustainable energy, shutting it down would be the end of the settlement. Residents would have to relocate entirely if you did that. And that's something that the doctor's been trying to avoid, given the notes that he gave you.
Could I question him as to why there's fresh blood in the other room?
You can. Do you just want to ask him why there's fresh blood in the other room? Yeah.
I'm going to keep examining the notes.
Yeah, so, Doc, what's up with the not so looking old blood in the other room?
The blood in the other room? Which other room? Which other room?
The room right beside us.
Where's the blood? Where's the blood? Is it?
It's on the sheets, it's on the walls.
Oh, this is a. Of course there's blood in the sheets. This is a clinic! It's a clinic! There's patients. There's been violence.
And what kind of patients have you been dealing with? Just violence or sickness? What?
Ah, it's been so long since we saw a sick person. Everybody's memory loss. Everybody's fighting. It's all just broken bones, burst noses. Somebody was shot.
And you said an item, Mr. Medbot found in his notes that there was something attached to something.
The mysterious transmitting device hidden in the cold nuclear reactor.
Yes, the signal. Yes. The signal. That's it. It's the signal. I'm sure of it. It's the signal.
Then we need to go stop that.
How did you discover this device?
He picks up a clipboard from his table and he tries to realizes there's nothing in the clipboard. It's like, what? What? My notes? Where's my notes?
I'm assuming you can't see me holding the notes then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him them back so
he can. No, I'm keeping these notes.
Then look through it and find out how he found out there was one there. It can't be accessed without destroying the power plant or turning it off. He hasn't done that.
But what I'm hoping is. I want to go and find the mechanic. Maybe the mechanic will know how to safely operate the fusion reactor.
From looking at the notes, you have successfully deduced that, like we said, there's no way of shutting it down without having to relocate the entire town. The doctor didn't say in the notes how he found the device. He has, however, mentioned in the notes that he uncovered where it's transmitting from.
We're transmitting. Gertrude now, can go radiation.
Yeah. And what he's done is he's listed coordinates, which appear to be just in the wilderness nearby.
Okay, so I'm going to back it up there and say this.
Sir, what are these coordinates here on these notes? It seems to be leading to a mysterious place.
The signal, yes, exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Where's my notes? Yeah, the signal. That's what I've been trying to tell you. The signal is coming from there.
Oh dear, he's gone again. So I'm going to turn to Winnie and say, Willigan, we should go to these coordinates here and maybe track the signal that is causing this problem.
Do you have the capability to track a signal?
Yes, I have a functional GPS system. I can get us there to the 1 millionth of a decimal point.
Oh, I know you can get us to the place on the map. Can you tell if something's emitting an odd
signal? What about the child?
Oh,
What about the child?
He's probably just...
Yeah.
There's a creepy child still, in rooms, but we're not his NPC. Parents. Come on.
I think we need to go to this place, kill everybody that's there, shut down this radio signal, and then we can then celebrate in the glory of our saving settlement.
I think we got these notes from a madman.
And we have to do a little investigation on our own just before going off.
Before we, doom an entire settlement and also probably get chased out of it. I'd quite like us to be able to turn with good news to the vault, not we destroyed an entire town news.
And until Billy Bob Firewater wakes up from his intoxicated nap.
Why is the town dead?
He'd probably live through it. He's like a rad roach, that thing. Survive anything. I think we should at least be sure that we can detect if there actually is a signal there before we, destroy the town.
But the notes say there is.
I could write notes saying the sky was made of bubble gum. That would make it true.
The sky made of bubble gum?
No, Gertrude.
That's sarcasm, Gertrude. Well, we'll talk
sorry,
about
I don't know
later.
If you're a bit confused there, Jay. The signal's coming from the wilderness. The signal's going to that box that he found. Now, you can't remove the box from the power supply without cutting off the power supply.
Oh, but we can maybe get the thing producing the signal is not in the parts.
Yeah, the thing producing the signal is in the wilderness away from the town.
Okay, thank God. Alright, never mind, we can just smash it with a hammer, it'll be fine.
Go to smash?
Good, well, if you want... Oh, the box, yes. You can smash the box.
Wait, what do you think, Gertrude Smash?
You smash a lot of things in general, I think. In any case, we should... Are we obligated to help this tiny lost child staring off into the ceiling? Really? He's in a hospital. What's about the closest space he could be?
You said this guy was a madman. I would definitely try to help this kid out.
Gertrude can look after child.
I don't think we can just kidnap someone's son, but...
But if there's a way to reverse the effects of what he's feeling, maybe he could tell us something.
Well, we'll check in on him. The doctor doesn't seem to remember him, so if he doesn't tell us he has parents, we'll leave him here?
We'll see what he says.
Alright. Peek our head in on the kiddo.
Alright, so you're done in the doctor's room then?
Yep.
Brilliant, excellent. Now that you've finished up your conversation with the doctor, he sort of turns back to his desk, just sobs a little bit more, and it's like, wait, where's my notes? As you're leaving the room, you hear him just wondering where his notes are.
I think the robot had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, robot had problem. Uh-oh. Maybe pick up robot and carry on.
Are we going to give Cartman a second to see if he connects back in?
His internet just died. Hold on, let me call him and see what's happening.
We can hear that.
I know. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. My internet just died.
Is it coming back on?
Did you unplug the keyboard?
No.
Have you turned it off and on again?
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it doesn't work like that, like it. I just gotta wait. No,
HC has failed.
And there he is.
How you doing there, Carmen?
Yeah, just have to kick the hamster. He's running again now.
Okay, so, like I said, as you're leaving the room, you hear the doctor turn back to his desk and wonder where his notes are. Damn. What was it doing again?
And Gertrude pop her head and be like, "You are doodling."
And crying.
Yeah, just say you're doodling and crying as you walk out the door. Brilliant. So you walk out the door, come down the corridor to the entrance, and you see in the lobby four characters standing in front of the doorway.
Uh-oh.
Jesse, flanked by the quartermaster, and two very unnerving looking incomplete synths.
Oh, that's a problem.
Now, the reason this is unnerving looking is because despite being incomplete, they have an uncanny resemblance to both Max and Winnegan.
What did you do?
Jesse steps forward. The mayor tilts his head slightly to the left and speaks in a strange, whispering voice you've never heard before. Just says, "Come on, snakes, let's rattle."
That's very good 1920s slang, but also, what the fuck?
Snake. Gertrude knows he's snake.
In perfect unison, Jesse and the townsfolk raise their weapons and aim them at you.
Jesse and the townsfolk sounds like a great band.
So let's all roll initiative.
Fucking hell.
I don't think you roll it so much.
Yeah,
as
it just stays the same.
Yeah. Okay, so Jesse's sitting here with initiative 16. Quartermaster on 13.
Wait, since that?
Wait, the quartermaster?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, he's ill. He's got that.
What? You sense that?
That's interesting. They're very... Put them last. For some reason, it's coming up here as zero, so let's give them, like, one initiative. Alright, so... They've raised their weapons, initiative's been rolled, combat's been started. It's clear they're going to shoot. So Jesse just aims his weapon and fires. He has a weapon that you've not seen before. He's got this Institute laser rifle. You hadn't seen him carrying that before. No idea where that came from. Alright, so he has one success there. He manages to hit. And unfortunately, it looks like it hits Gertrude.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yep, he does 2 energy damage to Gertrude. Now, Gertrude, do you have any energy resistance?
I have armor. But I don't think I have... Oh, yeah, I have 1 energy resistance in torso.
One energy resistance in torso? Excellent, that's good. So let's hope it doesn't hit your torso. It hit your right leg. So that's just the full 2 damage then, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Alright, excellent. Well, it's not a critical hit, so no problem there. Right, so Jesse's took his turn. What does Winnegan do?
I can shoot and then move, right?
Oh, yeah, you can move, you can shoot. Like I say, 1 minor action, 1 major action per turn.
Okay. And I'm going to rack up the shotgun.
Oh, yeah, you've got that shotgun, don't you?
Get to about here if I can. Can I move, shoot, move again? Or can I just shoot, then move?
Hey, well, if you want, I'm guessing what you want to do, because there's a doorway to the side of you, in between the... in between our good guys and our bad guys. There is a doorway, so what you want to do is duck into the doorway and fire your shotgun?
Yeah,
that's something I can allow, no problem. That gives you cover for your next turn as well.
Nice. Okay.
So, from inside the doorway, you raise your shotgun, you take a shot, so give me... have you added that to your weapons list?
Yep.
Go on, just roll it then.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's 2 fails. Target a 9, you had a 15 and a 17.
Use your luck!
When you shoot a shotgun, does it use up 2 ammo or 1?
one.
It's a double barrel. Okay.
Yeah, because so you'll have two shots before you have to reload.
Oh. I've only got two luck. That's the thing.
I didn't know your luck was that low. Fair enough.
Yeah, I've been using it this entire time, burning it. So I think I'm going to have to take the loss and just duck back into the dory.
Alright, no problem. It wasn't next, it was the quartermaster next, wasn't it? Yeah, so quartermaster next. Quartermaster ducks to the side. Takes his movement check. And he goes towards the reception area. He gets towards the desk and he turns with his gun. Quartermaster is carrying a 10mm also. So he has a pistol. Which he fires. He fires at Winnegan. And he just hits the doorway. He hits the walls around the doorway, so he's missed Winnegan. Zero successes on his roll. And that's his movement and his shot taken. The quartermaster's done for this round. Mr. Medman, you're up next.
Okay. I'm going to try to shoot Jesse with my laser pointer.
All right, yeah, Jesse's the one that's in front. He's the one in front of the pack, so no problem there. He's in the middle of the room, no cover.
Should I press it, laser pointer?
Yeah, press your laser pointer.
Bingo.
Ah, nice one. Couple of success. You know what? You only need one success for that, so that's you back up to the full 6 AP points.
Yay.
Roll your damage for that. Unfortunately, your laser pointer only does one point of damage. So
just shine it in his eyes, it hurts him a little bit.
Is there any point in
quit me? Quit it, stop it.
Doesn't look like he's got any resistances, so there's no point in me just telling you where it hit him. He took the one damage. Fine. Are you adjusting those HP meters? Or?
I can do. I haven't adjusted players, but I can do the...
Because I can see how to do it, so just put that to 20, don't I? That's it.
Yeah. Hit 20, and it should be entered. There you go, done it.
There you go, excellent. Brilliant, so that's the first bit of damage done for this battle. Excellent. Mr. Medman's gone. Max. Now, Max, Mr. Medman, and Gertrude are still in the corridor. Which is quite an unfortunate place to be in a gunfight. What are you doing, Max? You're stood in the corridor?
Okay, remind me who this front person here is.
That is Jesse, the town mayor.
And he fired a shot that hit Gertrude.
That's correct, yes.
Can I move and shoot him with my hunting rifle?
You can. Where would you like to move to?
Right in front of him.
You want to get right in front of him? Okay, so are you wanting to have at least maybe a couple of feet of distance in front of you?
No, I want to be right in front of him.
Fair enough. So
I don't call him mad for nothing.
Yep, you don't call him Mad Max for nothing. Okay. You are directly in front of Jesse. You raise your gun. Can you give me the roll for a shot in that case?
Should have stayed in your vault, stranger. So I just use my hunting rifle.
Yep. And he's very confused at the one-liner that you gave him, considering that he's never lived in a vault before, but he's...
Well, here, I'll try another one.
Your vaultist, how dare you?
It's just
wander too far from... The wasteland doesn't forgive, and neither do I.
Cool. Are you actually going to hit him?
Yeah!
Yay!
Oh, wow. All right. Three. Like, excellent. Got a good few successes on that. Target a 10. You got a 3 cool. And a 9. I am, however, going to give Jesse a chance to do something about this, because you walked up right in front of him with a hunting rifle, which is an idiot thing to do. So, I'm going to give him a saving throw. Let's see, what kind of saving throw should I give him?
Against three successes.
Yeah, agility against survival. Let's go for it. Give him a agility, survival. Let's see what he does. Ooh, one success. Right. Tell you what, considering you got more successes than him, I'm going to say that you successfully hit him. However, he does duck out of the way, and he takes two-thirds of the damage. So we're gonna give him a wee damage debuff because of that success. So roll your damage on that one. Six damage plus one piercing. That is good. Tell you what, that's going to be a critical hit regardless of the damage reduction. So it's going to be six damage in total. And that's going to be six damage to his right arm, which is brilliant considering that he's right-handed and that's where he's holding his... Well, in fact, it's a laser pistol. So yeah. So you actually managed to knock his laser pistol out of his hand. So, yep, Jesse has jumped.
Could I pick that up?
Well, you've done your actions for this turn, so
okay.
Not yet. Okay, so Jesse has jumped down. He's lying on the floor. He's dropped his laser pistol. Whose turn is it next? It's Gertrude.
Gertrude smash. Runs straight over to Jess and be like, stop. Hammer time.
So, yep, Gertrude's just running right into the middle of things. And the guy's down. He's got a broken arm. I'm not going to make that any more difficult than one difficulty. You've rolled your target's a 13. You've rolled an 8, so you've succeeded. What?
Be vicious.
How does this actually go down? What happens here?
Am I killing him?
I mean, he's the mayor, so.
But the way you said that, it sounds like I'm killing him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Are you? What is it? You run up. You just take the sledgehammer and you drive it down on top of him.
Pretty much, yeah.
Roll your damage. Let's see what happens.
It's vicious as well.
Jesus fuck.
By the way, Winnigan, it's fine. We want to kill this guy. It's institute bad.
Yeah, that's a pretty damn good hit.
Okay.
There. Let me just check the vicious for the combat. Hold on.
If it doubles it, that kills him outright.
I'm just wondering how we're going to justify killing the quartermaster and the mayor to the entire town.
No, it's fine. It's killing these guys is fine. They're institute.
We burn place down. No one knows.
Yeah, we're going to have to run. We're gonna have to go leave.
All right, the attack inflicts one damage for each effect rolled. So that is only you've only got one of the face dice, so that's an additional one damage. So yeah, we're gonna go for 8 physical damage. We're gonna go for 8 physical damage to his right leg. So what you've done is you've seen this man jump out of the way of a rifle shot. He's dropped his gun, and on his way down to the ground, he falls over, and you just drive your sledgehammer right into his knee, his right knee, as he's lying on the ground, just breaking that leg entirely. All right, I think we've got the synths are going next.
Yeah.
Right, so the synths are actually just going to rush Max here because they're both.
Oh, great!
They're both right in front of them.
Yep, you're right in front of them, and they're both sporting stun batons.
God, could I defend myself with my machete?
Okay, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Are they sporting stun batons? Let me just check that.
It's
in the replica. Sort of. It's actually called a shock baton, but same deal. They're carrying little tasery things, right? So they come up to you and they both start trying to hit you. So let's see if either of them hit. Alright, so a scuffle happens. One of the incomplete synths raises up this shock baton at you, tries to slam it down on you, but you deftly dodge it. Absolutely no problem. However, you dodged straight into the other one's shock button, unfortunately, and you take 2 points of energy damage.
Where would energy damage be?
It's damage.
Oh, yeah, it's just damage. Don't worry. It's just a type of damage. So, do you have any resistances?
Like on my torso.
Yeah, let me have a look for you, actually. I'll just open that. You do, actually. Exactly. On your torso, you've got 2 points of energy damage resistance, so you might actually negate this entirely, depending on where it hit you. Unfortunately, it hit you in your right arm, so you take the 2 points of damage. I like this little hit location roller. It's good. it's not done what I wanted it to yet. it's been pretty mean to you so far. But yeah, you take those 2 points of damage. And we're back to Jesse. Jesse's on the ground, broken arm, broken leg. What can he actually do? Hold on a second.
Sorry, is he still alive?
He's still alive, just yeah. The fun thing is, he actually has a stun baton on himself as well. So,
try to use it left-handed?
Yeah, so with his remaining arm, he just swipes at Gertrude with this stun baton from his position in the ground. And of course he fails because he's flailing wildly with a mostly broken body. So Gertrude just casually steps out of the way of this waving stun baton.
Not today, little man.
Winnegan, from your position in the doorway, what are you doing?
Okay, Winnegan's going to take a look at one of these little creepy synth bastards, aim down the sight of a pistol at Boz and say, Max, is there a particular reason that these, like the two of us, that you know of?
Josh is literally just put in the chat.
Sorry. I fucking forgot who was playing who. Okay. Never mind. She's just going to shoot the bastard.
Just shoot the bastard. Fine.
I forgot.
So you say to Max, what do you think is going on? Max just ignores you because he's currently getting shocked in the
he's
arm
being
by
too edgy.
Yeah. he's getting electrocuted, so he's not really concerned with what you're saying. So instead of that, you just aim your gun at one of the synths and you fire a shot. And are you doing that with your pistol, your shotgun? What are you doing?
Pistol. Oh, yay! Pistol. 2 successes.
Excellent, fantastic. So, yeah, you've had quite a few additional successes that you haven't needed this round. Unfortunately, I can't raise your AP any higher than 6, so it's just going to stay at 6 for now. And roll your damage for me.
Sure thing.
Excellent. Two damage to the head. I'll do. So, yeah. Synth is still there, still awake. 2 damage done, and we're back to the Quartermaster. Now, the Quartermaster seems unfazed entirely by what appears to be happening is that the team is losing this fight resoundingly. Apparently, they didn't bring enough synths with them. So, he's just going to. Let's see what weapons the Quartermaster had again. He did shoot with his 10mm last round. Have you got anything else he can use? No, so he's just going to... He's actually jumped over the desk. He's used his movement to jump over the desk to take cover. And he's aiming out. He takes a shot. Yeah, and apparently he tripped a little bit on his way over the desk. Because he fired wide. Shot hitting nothing. Quartermaster's not doing well this round.
Womp.
Yep, womp for the Quartermaster. Right. Robot, you're the only one that's left in the corridor. Everybody else has moved out into the reception and is having some pretty close quarter fighting. What are you going to do?
I'm quite happy at the distance, but no one can shoot me where I am. But I can shoot the synths, can't I?
You can, yes. Cool. You want to shoot one of the synths?
I'm going
to
leave Jesse for Gertrude. I feel she's got it covered.
Gertrude making sweet, sweet hammer love with this man's face.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to just laser pointer one of the synths.
Excellent. Roll the laser pointer first.
Can I use the AP? Because we've been gaining quite a lot.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So, alright, so you want to buy an additional dice?
Yes.
Alright, so roll, and when it comes up with the additional dice, put in 1. So this is interesting. Your target was 10, you rolled a 6, a 19, and with your additional dice you rolled a 20, which is a critical fail. So roll your damage for me, first of all.
Do I get additional dice? No.
No, you don't. Alright, so you're going to be dealing 3 points of damage anyway, which is fine. But we're also going to have to figure out what happens to you.
Flashback? I'm joking. actually, flashback's a good one, because if I'm hitting my max damage, which is 3, flashback's not bad. I can take 1 damage.
Yeah, in fact, that is exactly what happens. It's called overheated in this one. Weapons components heat up from the strain of the firing. Because apparently you firing twice in a row has been too much for your weapon. But yeah, so you do the 3 points of damage. That's fine. The synth is down to what?
3.
Yeah, excellent. And you don't take 1 point of damage. Sorry, you take 2 hit dice worth of damage. So okay. You might take no damage at all. So roll those hit dice for me.
How do I roll 6 dice?
See, if you look at the top left hand side, beside the dice, there's the wee face symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll 2 of them. Yeah, you did. Your weapon overheated, but you didn't actually take any damage from it.
Cool.
Who would have thought that that would actually happen? Alright, Max. Max is electrocuted a little bit. He's surrounded by 2 synths. He's got his hunting rifle out, but he's not going to make that mistake again of trying the hunting rifle at such close range, is he? Because Josh isn't here to control him. So in this case, while Josh is taking a call, Max is going to use his... You know what? He's going to use his machete.
Machete kill.
He's finally getting to use his machete, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not even here and he's finally getting to use his machete.
Yeah, he fails.
Unfortunately, he's still a little bit jittery from that electric shock he took to the right arm, which is the arm that he's trying to use the machete with. And he ends up just sort of slapping the synth with the blunt edge of it, doing no damage at all. Gertrude.
Can I use an AP to get an extra dice, people?
Oh, yeah.
I have to ask what you're going to do.
Gertrude, bring down hammer on this man's face.
Okay, you know what? Ooh. Oh my god. Exactly the same happened there. We've got 1 success and we've also got a critical fail. So roll your damage first of all. We can find out what happens to you. Right, well, you...
Oh, he dead.
Yeah, he might be dead. If this full damage goes through, then he's definitely dead. Let me just...
That's 10 damage.
Let me just see what this fail does to you, though.
Suddenly, she on the general populace.
He goes through the guy's head and lands right on his toe.
Doesn't matter what game Gertrude's in, Gertrude's gonna Gertrude.
Gertrude gonna Gertrude.
Alright, here's a good one, then. Right. Stuck. Your weapon has gotten lodged in something. Maybe the terrain around you, maybe the enemy. You'll either need to release your grip on the weapon, which prevents you from using it for the rest of the battle, or retrieve it using an interact minor action. Okay, so you've lost your sledgehammer to what appears to be both the ground and the remains of Jesse's face.
Oops.
So Jesse is definitely dead. And your hammer is stuck in the ground beneath his face.
Can I use strength to get it out now, or do I have to wait?
No, you can't get it out now. You've done your job.
Right, okay.
It'll be the next turn you can try and get out then. Okay, you go for the synth.
Strawberry jam.
The synth that shocked Max, he's going to continue to try and shock Max, but the one next to Gertrude, noticing that Jesse's face has been tanned in, is going to turn and try and attack Gertrude. So they're both going to go in for that.
No, just me, senpai. Yep.
So, shock baton and shock
just
baton.
Just me,
senpai.
Alright, the synth that is going for Gertrude seems to have tripped on Jesse's broken right leg and has managed to miss Gertrude completely despite being a massive target. The one that was going for Max, however, is again successful in hitting his left arm this time with the shock baton for... Oh my god, they've crippled it. They've done 5 energy damage to Maxie's... Maxie's left arm.
Josh is going to come back to a dead card.
Okay. What is,
it's okay.
What's his hit points at?
Not good. Whatever they are.
I thought you were controlling.
Hold on a second.
He is at 8.
He's at 8,
is that before or after the 5 comes off?
That's before.
Oh my god. Oh. He's also got a broken left arm now as well. Because apparently the synth didn't just shock him with it, it properly stabbed him in the arm with it.
Yeah, no, can I ask something there quickly? Do stimpaks heal broken limbs or just doctor bags?
Oh, you can heal a broken limb, yes, and you can do it with a stimpak.
Okay.
However, you're not going to heal them at the same time. So, for example, if you want to heal both the broken arm and his HP, you're going to have to do 2 separate medical checks for that.
Yeah, that's how I thought it played. Okay, that's fair enough.
Alright, who's after? Max. Oh, Winnegan. Back to Winnegan.
Back to me.
Considering we've not got Jesse anymore.
Seeing that Max is on his last legs, Winnegan is going to take another shot at that synth. Pistol again.
Excellent. So the synth that is currently shocking Max's left arm and really digging it in. Winnegan aims her pistol at it, takes a shot. What happens?
See, and you hit.
Yeah,
it.
Excellent. Roll damage.
Sure thing. Three physical
damage. There you go. That's exactly the amount of damage you needed. You shoot it right in the eye, and it just crumbles to the floor. Easy done. That's one, and that's the one that's been successful in hitting so far. So. well done.
Leave
there.
The weak one alive for Gertrude.
All right. Next up is Mr. Medman. Oh no, it's the quartermaster next. Quartermaster is probably getting kind of worried now. He maybe should have stayed to close quarter, because he's going to shoot again from his point of cover, and he's going to fail again. Jesus, this guy's crap at shooting. I don't know why he's even in this fight. Look at this.
He'd be like Gertrude's just staring at him. Next.
Yeah, he's just shooting wide every time.
He does have the hammer to try and get out the ground. I will get to you!
You're next.
And you know what? He's going to use his movement check to get back over the desk. And he's looking towards the door. Right. Mr. Medman is next. Still up in the corridor, away from everybody else, just...
I mean, that's 25 feet away from these synths. Oh, I kind of wanted to block the door from the quartermaster.
Yeah, you could get in between the synths with the amount of movement I've given you, but you wouldn't be able to get all the way to the door.
You think so?
Using the fact you wedge yourself into doorways to your advantage.
Well, then at least the quartermaster can't use the door. I'm wedging it.
Yeah, you could probably get to...
Okay, but no, I want to move forward 6 feet to where the light is behind Max.
Alright, so you're moving in behind Max.
That's it. So now I've got a shot of everybody. I'm going to take a shot of the quartermaster. Can I aim for his legs, though?
And you've used your move for your minor action, so you can't... Aim for a specific point, unless it will increase the difficulty if you decide to aim at this point. So
no,
instead of.
I'll just take it as a shot.
So, what I was going to say there is you could just shoot him, one difficulty, I'll use the hit roller. You might hit him in the leg, you might not. Or you can use it 2 difficulty and actually try for his legs.
No, I'm going to take a shot for him.
Right, excellent. So, roll your laser pointer.
Stupid tin can.
And I missed.
Well, he tried. He tried something. And unfortunately, he also shot wide. But we're going to go over to Max now again. Max, with his broken arm, can't actually hold his rifle anymore. It is only his machete he's able to wield with one hand. So guess we're just going to have to give him a good old swipe with the machete to the synth that's right in front of him. Axe, machete. Oh, he succeeds this time. Excellent, fantastic. Obviously quite angry with the pain that he's in at the moment. And you're getting your AP back as well for that, because that's three successes.
Back to six.
He does 4 physical damage.
That's not bad.
Plus 1 piercing.
A plus 1 piercing, which means that's a crit. Where did it hit? The torso. Which is normally a bleeding damage, but this is a synth. Let's see if I can find any other.
It's still counts,
crits for the torso.
Just experience battery drain instead, or
I don't like the way he said lubricant there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be lubing up the floor, mingling with the blood,
lubing up the floor so Gertrude can smash it.
Gertrude can smash in the back door with lubed up hammer.
You see Winnigan's face turn bright red.
You know what? I'm going to say that's what's happened. It's now leaking some strange white fluid, and it's going to leak that every
turn.
I
like that even less.
Dirty robot jizz on the floor.
Okay, so let's go to the synth that has just been... it's Gertrude. Yes, sorry. I apologize.
To get this hammer out, can I then attack afterwards?
I'm going to say no, because I'm going to make you do a strength roll for to get the hammer out.
So if I got the hammer out, I couldn't then attack, no?
Right.
You still have your frying pan, mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a frying pan. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to go straight to his face. Want to see magic trick? And then smack him in the face with a frying pan.
Excellent. Roll your damage, or roll your hit, first of all, see if you actually hit him.
Can I use an AP?
Yeah, go for it. Roll 3 dice. Is everybody okay with that?
Actually,
to 6.
We roll 4 dice. Do
2
AP.
2 AP?
That will cost you 3 AP.
No,
let's
just do the 1. Yeah,
so you're 2 seconds. Yeah, that was only a 1 difficulty 1 anyway, so that's grand.
Does that cancel it out then?
Yeah, so we're going to cancel out the AP there. Roll your damage there.
F3 AP. And 5 physical damage.
5 physical damage. Nice. Excellent. Yeah, so that is also going to be a crit. You've started this guy bleeding as well. Weird thing is, it's the same stuff that's coming out of the incomplete synth.
Jizz on Gertrude.
Guess he enjoys getting smacked around.
Gertrude don't want to be jizzed on.
Alright, so the incomplete synth here. He's got his shock baton. He's feeling a little bit weird because he's leaking fluids. He's going to try and... who was it that hit him? It was Max. Uh-oh. Max.
Oh,
wait, no. He's still fighting Max, sorry. Oh, but this time he doesn't hit. However, he does take... It is his turn, so he needs to take 2 damage dice worth of damage himself. And he does. He takes another point of damage himself. That was a bit of a useless turn for the synth. He missed Max completely and took a bit of damage himself. And we're back to Winnigan. Josh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How much damage did I take?
You've took a lot. You've took a really fucking beating.
It's already on your sheet, mate. Don't worry.
Because I only have 3 HP, so I'm like dead.
Yeah, you've also got a broken arm. Right, sorry.
Don't take these broken wings.
And to fly again.
Oh dear. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. I'm gonna shoot that robot.
Brilliant, excellent. Just stay in your cover. Winnigan's quite happy, comfortable in her little doorway.
Out for the door.
Just peekabooing everybody with her pistol.
You see a flash of orange. You see a flash of orange here and a hand with a gun. Just go back in.
All right, roll the gun.
Yep. There we go.
Yep.
Ah, I miss. Fuck.
Yeah. Anything you want to do with that?
Point?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, roll a third dice if you want to use that.
Fuck, how do I only roll one?
Just roll a 1d20, yeah.
1d20?
Yeah. Your target's 9.
Eight.
Oh, you got an 8. Excellent, that's a hit. Roll some damage for that. And you've done two. And again, you've got exactly the amount of damage that you needed to down the synth. So
precision.
Yeah, might as well just give you another wee headshot for that. Precision shooting there from your doorway. You've took down two of the synths.
It's not camping if you win.
Which leaves us with one character left. It's the quartermaster. He's trying to run for the door. Gertrude's in his way. So all he can do with Gertrude is tell me he's got... What's he got in melee weapons? Come on. Tell me he's got something good. Unarmed strike. He punches Gertrude and is incredibly unsuccessful. The quartermaster crit fails when he punches Gertrude. What even is a crit fail on an unarmed strike? Hold the fuck on. Let me try and find that.
You break
out.
Your fingers?
Yeah. against Gertrude as well. It has to be something special.
Yeah, I mean...
Just hits the frying pan. Ding!
Not the mama.
It's so weird because these melee ones, it's stuff like getting stuck or wear and tear, you know? I can't say it's wear and tear because he's punching you. It's overextended as well. You know what? There we go. That's what happens. He overextends. He punches wide, overextends, put himself off balance. It's reduced his defense by one. So everybody has advantage on this guy now if they want to attack him.
Nice. And he bleeds.
Fucking Jojo Mimi will start kicking the crap out of him.
He does bleed as well, so he's going to take a couple of points. Hit die of damage, and yeah, he takes one damage from his bleeding. So it looks like Mr. Medman's up.
Yeah, I think we just need to kill this guy. Well, he's saying he's bleeding, but he's not bleeding blood, he's bleeding lubricant.
As far as you can tell.
Okay.
Horrible situation, alright.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try and shoot the guy. I think that's what we hit him.
Shoot the guy from where you are, no problem, excellent.
Yeah, I've got a shot. I'll shoot above Jesse, who's got his face smashed in.
Above Jesse and below Gertrude, so.
Just no head and a hammer Resident sticking Evil. Out. Laser pointer.
Yeah, go for it. You struggling there?
Ooh.
Oh, there you go. You got a critical success there. Unfortunately, that just refreshes a lot your AP, which you've already got back to 6. but yeah, roll your damage.
There you go.
Excellent. You've done 4 points of damage.
Ooh. Yeah, piercing. Cool. That's
there. No crit hits there, so that's just 4 off of the HP total. Excellent. Max, now, I did want to say while he was taking his turn there, but given that he's the medical robot, it seems a bit bloodthirsty to be stood right next to the person who's got a broken arm and is nearly dying, and to go in for the kill instead.
Wasteland Scarlet's too.
Oh no, that's where you're wrong. I'm an emergency rescuing robot. I kill before I heal.
Excellent. That's brilliant.
It's a robot rivalry. It's so, be one.
So Max, with your broken arm and overall ill health, what are you going to do?
Not all stories get a happy ending, huh?
the one light.
Is there any way that I can like crawl or do anything? Because my HP is at 0.
yeah, I mean, you could walk up to him. Yeah, your legs are fine.
Okay,
so... Again, what I did with Jesse, I'm going to walk up right in front of him.
Bad idea. Terrible plan.
it's fine. You walk up in front of him, what do you do?
No, take a step behind him right here by the chairs.
You're just going to take a nap?
Can I take a shot with my hunting rifle?
No, you've got a broken arm.
I got another arm I could use.
Hunting rifle's a two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
What if I throw my machete at him?
Actually, yeah.
I mean, you could walk up to him and just use your machete normally.
No kill, Steve. You go here.
No, you know what? I'm not gonna say that. Yes, that's exactly what you do. You walk up here, you walk towards him, and then you walk back the way, rethinking your position. You walk back to the stairs, and instead of just using the machete while you were next to him, you decide to throw the machete at him instead. I'm wondering what a throw...
Athletics?
I have throwing.
We have throwing in the
throwing
last...
Oh, throwing is there.
Yeah, so give me a throwing roll.
Versus what?
Should just be
throwing. Should just be an action, yeah.
Throwing agility, isn't it?
Yeah. It has agility, strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, and luck.
Well, tell you what, do it against agility, because I don't think you're feeling very strong at this point.
Okay.
Although you can make an argument as to you wouldn't really be feeling very agile either, so I'm not really sure. But yeah, give me a throw.
Here we go. Get ready, everybody. He's about to do something stupid. Yes!
Alright, I'm going to have to give that to you because that's an excellent two successes on that one. Your target was 8, you rolled a 2, you rolled a 4. Let's see about rolling the damage on your machete in that case. And I think we'll give you just the regular machete damage for that. So, do me a favour, roll the machete.
Oh.
Alright, there we go. Max just... ends this. He ends the quartermaster. He did the right thing, I guess, when he rethought his action. He walked away from the quartermaster, turned around, did a flip, I guess, and threw his machete through the quartermaster, pinning him to the wall. The quartermaster is also dead.
And you guys wanted me to heal.
Yep, with your death throws, you managed to pull off something really quite impressive, and with that, you've ended the fight, the encounter.
Yay. Gertrude, get hammer back now.
There's no fight going on, so Gertrude can have her hammer back. I don't need you to roll a strength roll or anything.
Awesome. And I need to medicate Max.
Right, excellent.
Can we loot in the meantime?
You've already looted the place.
No, the corpse is dead.
Good point. You and Winnigan can do that.
There are the shock batons you can pick up.
Hmm.
And there's also an Institute laser pistol.
I'll take a shock baton if someone else wants the other.
Could I have the laser pistol to add to my armory so that I could use it with one hand since I have a broken one?
excellent. Let's have a look. I need to get you the details for them, so I'll start with the shock baton.
I have some stim packs that are probably helpful for Max, actually.
Right, shock baton does 5 hit dice of energy damage.
That does the same as a hammer?
I think it's because it's also electric and it's melee at the same time.
Skills.
So you're stunning people as well as hitting them.
Alright.
The laser pistol. Alright, so there's 2 shock batons you can pick up. So 2 of the shock batons are still working and able to be picked up. And the laser pistol, like I was saying, was on Jesse, I believe.
I'll take the second shock baton and put it in the weapons cache or whatever I've got in the back of me.
Excellent.
What,
all right.
What does the laser pistol do in damage?
Fight 3 and 3 hit dice in damage, energy damage.
Why is it shittier than a regular pistol?
It's an Institute laser pistol.
I want Jesse's gun.
I'm going to give you 5 rounds of ammo with that one.
I might do something to help help Sorrowday out. So, how much can we,
how much would we know about the Institute as in, we were under the ground in a bunker? I mean,
we know they existed.
That's what I'm asking.
No, you know nothing about them.
We know nothing about them. We just,
Fair enough. One again can just be very faithful roleplay for the moment.
Yeah.
For our listeners, I have not played Fallout. I was planning to, and then I got really busy.
Yeah, so you're really confused about the fact that these are weird robot creatures and...
No, the robots make sense. It's like sci-fi post-apocalypse.
Human robots?
The fact that the mayor had a completely different personality and voice.
Yeah. That's because they were synths. And they were trying to take over the town, but I'll leave it there. So can Mr. Medman scan the Jesse and the quartermaster? Because he's not seen this before, a human being that is actually not a human being.
Yeah, you can scan them all you want, but all you'll find out is exactly what everybody else can see, given the amount of their insides that are now on the outside. Everybody can see that they're not human.
Yeah, but can I maybe search them for any like particular parts? Like in the brain?
Scavenge them?
I'm going to say no. You can't really differentiate between the parts, just like you couldn't with the machine. The water purifier. These are just other machines to you.
Right, that's cool. And all I'm going to do is work on Max and heal his arm.
Excellent, grand. So, how many stim packs do you have? Because you did some looting, didn't you?
Yeah, but I know Max has one on him. Does Max want to use that one stim pack?
I'll use my stim pack on me. You to do a medical check for the broken arm.
Cool. Okay, guys, can I please use an AP on this, please? Just be sure about it.
Yeah, go for it.
There you go.
Alright, excellent. Yeah, I'm going to say that you expend that stim pack to successfully put his arm back in place.
Okay. And
I suppose you want to use another one for healing?
Yeah, I'm going to use one more for his healing.
Excellent. So healing.
And this time I don't think I can use AP. We're still going to go below 4 then.
Yeah, intelligence medicine. Heal a number of HP equal to the rank you have in medicine and an additional 1 HP for every AP you spend. So you've got 3 in medicine, haven't you?
Yeah.
Even if we spend AP, that's not an awful lot.
So what I'll say is, depends on the number of successes you get with this next one. So you get 1 success, it'll be 3. You get 2 success, it'll be 6.
Okay, so I'll roll it with no AP then, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If need be, we could throw another stim pack at the problem.
Could I use my own stim pack on me?
Oof.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Medman got a critical fail on that one, so he killed Max.
Wait, what? No. I just stabbed his heart, right?
Don't worry. You just failed to heal him. There is no critical fail for using a stim pack, unfortunately.
Thank God there is.
Just killed Max.
Right, I have 3 stim packs, so I'm going to fling one over at the medbot.
Thank you, Mom. I'll try this again.
I don't know if it's worth my time reminding you that there is actually a doctor here.
He's insane.
Yeah.
I'm crying all the time.
Still a doctor. And the NPC doctors heal you for caps.
Exactly.
And they just heal you automatically and everything. So
we
have
44 caps.
You could just pay them to heal them completely.
In the meantime, I'm going to stab him again.
Excellent. Go for it. Oh my god. So glad you failed. I'm so glad you succeeded that first one, so at least he doesn't have a broken arm, but now he's just getting, I don't know, he's getting
tortured.
High, I guess?
No, it's more the fact that I'm stabbing him, but I'm missing the vein, so it's not going actually into his system. I'm just making his arm very numb.
Yeah, you're just filling his muscles up with liquid, like Synthol or something.
I'm beginning to realize why they sent you out of the vault.
That robot defective.
Very much so. Max, there is an insane doctor up there. Possibly you can be convinced to stop crying long enough to heal you.
Yeah, it's going to cost you 10 caps to get your
Josh fucking dead?
He's fucking dead.
Fucking dead. His cat killed him.
Maybe in another life things could have been different.
Okay, there you go.
But here in this world, it's just a slow crawl to the grave.
Okay, cool. I generally can't tell where Max Powers ends and Josh begins. You could just say that shit on a regular day and I'd be like, yep.
Max, would you like to go to the doctor and spend 10 caps to get healed?
That's only 10 caps, hell yeah.
Well, since I have 10 caps that I was going to give to Winnegan, I will use those 10 caps to go get healed.
Excellent. Yep. He goes to the crying doctor and
Jesus, quack.
The doctor fortunately remembers all of his medical training and is able to heal you completely for the meager sum of 10 caps.
That's really cheap healthcare. Not complaining, but it's good.
Can I drag one of the corpses over to the doctor and go, look, doctor, what is...
The doctor just cries a little bit more. I don't know.
Caps are king.
Can I go to the doctor and say, do you know anything about these synthetic humans?
Would that one dare?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Would that one dare?
Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. If he doesn't know anything about these synthetic, yeah.
Just stacking them up in a little corpse pyramid, Gertrude.
Gertrude make tidy. He might want to look at.
All right. With all of the commotion that's going on, while Gertrude is organizing the bodies into the beds of in the doctor's room,
we have friend now.
More of the townspeople are gathering outside with the noise of all the commotion, and they are afraid. It's very obvious now that synths have been in the town, and everybody's paranoid. They're looking to all of you for answers. Nobody knows what's going on. They're looking to you, they're wondering what's going on, and they're asking you for help.
Hello.
Well, we think we know how to get rid of them, or how to stop this. Issues you've been having.
Oh, yeah. People are saying, please, please, please help us. Please stop whatever's happening. And they are offering to sell gear at their trade post for 25% of the regular price.
Oh, you could have done that like a few hours ago. That would have been helpful.
To save entire town, 25%.
Yeah. It's a Groupon.
Guys, I think we should go back to the bar and check on our companion, see if he has recovered.
Booze sound good idea.
25% off booze?
Beer.
25% off? It's not 25% off. It's 25% of.
Oh! Okay, that's more convincing incentive to save you all. Yeah, 75% off.
Yeah, 25% rain. Yeah, you're getting massive discounts now, so.
Fear not, citizens. We will be helping you.
As you walk back to the bar, you notice in the trade square that the trader that will be giving you this discount is the quartermaster that you spoke to earlier.
What the fuck? We just killed you.
That's double.
Gertrude raises a hammer. Gertrude, kill you
no.
a second ago.
Gertrude, don't kill. He's the real quartermaster.
What are you talking about?
We literally just fought an exact replica of you in the doctor's stand, just trying to kill people that was a robot. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, I don't think you did that. The scavenger pipes up as well. Says, you shut the hell up, man. I saw you walk in there while you were sitting there. What the hell?
Well, if you don't want to see your own corpse, I'd stay away from the doctor's office.
Yeah. He stabbed it. Good advice, I guess.
All right, then.
So, I guess you've got a choice here. Do you want to do some trading, or do you want to go to the pub to check on Billy Bob?
We have fuck all money. Billy Bob has all the cash.
So yeah. I think we'll go to the bar and maybe chat to some people.
Excellent, brilliant.
And see how dead to the world Billy Bob is.
Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.